实以前的第六项、香港会议展览中心中庭扩建竣工文件34/2009。我首先欢迎香港贸易发展局企业发展总监翟信贤先生，会展扩建工程主管陈国辉先生，同埋传媒及公共事务经理关永祥先生出席我哋嘅会议嘅。咁我就先请翟先生就呢个文件介绍，唔该。
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My apologies, as before, for speaking in English. My Cantonese is so poor. This is an opportunity for the Hong Kong TDC to thank this District Council for its support in designing and constructing a major addition to Hong Kong's economic infrastructure, the Atrium Link expansion. I will be very brief to tell the story and highlight the economic opportunities which this brings the Wan Chai District. Slide 2 on the screen is Phase 2 of the HKCEC, completed in 1997, which more than doubled Hong Kong's exhibition space. It created dramatic opportunities for expanding Hong Kong's exhibition business. The past 10 years have seen 10 of the TDC's exhibitions grow to become the largest of their type in the region. Two of them are the largest in the world. Also, Ken Fair's gift and toys shows, CMP's jewellery fair, and HOFAC's are other major annual successes. These shows have long waiting lists, which represent huge unmet demand and a real risk that competitor shows could be developed in other regional venues. Hence the significance of the Atrium Link expansion you can see now in this picture, adding 19,400 square metres, an almost 42% increase in exhibition space. Here is the Atrium Link before expansion, and here is the finished product. Not only an engineering achievement Hong Kong can be proud of, the only such exhibition space in the world suspended above sea water, but also providing much better synergies between Phase 1 and Phase 2. In other words, this not only adds a lot of space, it makes existing exhibition space more effective. In a sequence of 4 slides, watch the development of little more than 2 years. There is the original Atrium Link. Here, from the same angle as the view in early 2008, as work on the new link begins. And only 6 months later, 5 huge steel trusses lifted into place, 28,000 tons of steel. And 9 months later, the final product. Urged by this council, we worked with the contractors to minimise the impact on the environment, the public, and the properties in North Wan Chai. Pump houses along the waterfront were relocated while their functions were uninterrupted. Huge steel lifting operations were begun while observing strict noise and safety requirements. Work was compressed onto the site, minimising the impact on North Wan Chai, much of the preparatory work being conducted off-site in the mainland and then assembly on the work platform pictured here. Steel trusses were delivered by barge from the mainland at night to minimise traffic disruption. These huge trusses were then lifted onto the marine platform for assembly. Every move was carefully planned. Lifting of trusses was undertaken slowly and almost silently. Experts from Switzerland helped in this highly technical work. Throughout the process, various arrangements were put in place to facilitate public access to Golden Bohinia Square. In such a huge and complex project, there were brief periods when this could not be done through the CEC itself, but we went to great efforts to facilitate that access for as much of the time as possible. And here is the temporary Atrium Link walkway that stayed in place through much of the steel construction. Once the steel was in place by early 2008, work began feverishly to complete the internal structure within a year. Work went on throughout the night while every effort was made to keep noise levels to a minimum. Welding was done behind screens to reduce noise and night pollution. Now, here are two photographs, this and then one to follow, which give a sense of the magic of this extraordinary work. In June 2008, and here in October 2008, as the concrete roof takes shape, lit in green on this photograph. Imagine our pride in completing on schedule and showing it to some members of the District Council in March this year. The chairman, Mr. Yao, and Miss Lee examined the details of the construction. And thus, the almost completed project, the western facade that you can see here, blends quite well with Phase 2. Some further refinements are still being added, and of course the removal of the marine platform underneath will enhance the general impression still further. Inside, the entrance foyer welcomes the public, and the broader dimensions of this area improve greatly on the access provided by the old atrium link, improving pedestrian flow, and on the approaches through Phase 1 shopping arcade, we have widened the passageway, in part by rationalising HKTDC's design gallery. The new concourse is much more impressive and yet blends with Phase 2. Visitors hardly realise that they are in a new portion, and they can enjoy harbour views through the impressively high windows. Inside, the new halls add almost 20,000 square metres of exhibition space, larger than two football pitches. And here is the expanded Hall 1 in full use during the April shows, giving new opportunities for premium booths, more exhibitors, and better circulation for buyers. Hall 3 expansion upstairs was also completed on time, greatly increasing the volume. For the operator and buyers, the large and convenient foyer between Phase 1 and the ALE is an important new feature, providing a seamless connection between Phase 1 and the atrium link. The roof terrace offers great views and the opportunity to host special receptions and small dinners to impress VIP visitors from abroad. More plants and a canopy will be installed. A pantry is already in place. Thanks to the impressive Hong Kong construction workers and the forbearance of the public, we were able to complete on time and within budget, just in time for our busy season, the April fairs. Almost 100,000 overseas buyers and 10,000 overseas exhibitors attended these fairs. This is a remarkable achievement and a testimony in part to the attraction of this new facility, the ALE. Based on a KPMG survey in 2004, each overseas buyer spends on average nearly $16,000 when visiting Hong Kong for a show, and each overseas exhibitor spends over $20,000. On that basis alone, visitor spending in April was $1.7 billion during the TDC's April fairs. And that doesn't include orders placed. KPMG has estimated that the additional space in the atrium link alone will generate almost $1.5 billion and sustain 3,600 jobs in the first year. The accumulated benefits over the next 15 years could total $40 billion. A survey conducted by HKTDC in 2007 of a range of Wan Chai businesses, hotels, restaurants, shops and florists, all reported very significant increases in sales during peak fair periods, particularly the restaurants, which see over 25% increase during peak fair season. Hotel occupancy, of course, also benefits, with occupancy rates rising almost 10%. As stated in the paper, the latest estimates done by an economist at the Hong Kong University suggested that the exhibition industry in 2007, directly or indirectly, is responsible for causing economic benefits of $45.5 billion in 2007 alone, with local value-added benefits of $28.9 billion and directly employing 95,000 staff. In addition, the exhibition industry further contributed to a total export value of approximately $74 billion, involving a total of 130,000 jobs. In short, this exhibition industry is a huge benefit to Hong Kong, and we believe that thanks to this council's guidance and the support of our neighbours and the wider public of Hong Kong, the timely completion of the Atrium Link expansion is helping to make Wan Chai Asia's premier exhibition centre. Thank you very much, Chairman. Happy to take questions.
好，多谢啊，翟先生嘅简介。咁我哋各位议员就呢方面有冇提问？因为之前咧，响呢个中庭扩建使用之前咧，我哋区议会就好多谢贸发局咧安排咗个机会，我哋去实地参观咗嘅。咁就而家就已经开始启用啦。咁喺我启用之后，咁我谂各位议员对呢个中庭扩建会唔会有其他关注嘅问题咧？我而家开放嘅时间俾大家。郑琴渊议员，
多谢主席，亦都多谢贸发局咁多位嘅代表嚟噶嘛吓。咁咧就主席就想问一个问题啊，我睇见嗰、那个。空中花园是不是 rooftop 那个是不是开放给观众使用的？那因为有一个是突然间有个灵感，因为湾仔国庆有个第二个栋海陆空，如果在这里搞举行一个酒会呢，招待下街坊呢，可不可以借出来那么是即是全海景看到是非常的靓。那么也都在这里呢，湾仔区作为我的湾仔区区员呢，会展是我们这个地区都感到非常的骄傲。那么也都跟着见到这个中庭的扩建这么成功，我们是没有收到投诉的。即是这么大的工程没什么收到投诉呢，就是很少见的。我刚才问李碧怡议员，他都说他没有收到。那么即是证明你的工程是走得好。多谢主席。
好，其他还有哪位议员？黄宏泰议员。
中庭扩建完了之后，有冇預計可以即係應付到未來幾多年嘅增長需求？因為有時睇傳媒睇到話有第三期擴建，咁即係呢啲想即係睇下可唔可以多少少資料。多謝主席。
好，仲有其他議員提問？我想跟進一個問題咧，但中庭擴建咗之後，我哋睇到佢新增嘅可使用面積接近二萬平方米，增加咗42%。咁樣嘅情況底下，就嗰个交通嘅负荷方面咧，会唔会构成一个压力，或者系会唔会有一个新嘅应变措施咧，去舒缓呢个压力咧？咁样呢个系我个人嘅一条跟进嘅问题。咁其他议员睇仲有冇其他嘅问题？麦国锋议员，
就其实我原则上觉得咧，就灣仔會議展覽中心其實都令到整個港島區或者灣仔，即係應該灣仔或者銅鑼灣甚至成個港島區嗰個交通擠塞咧，即係帶來有負面影響嘅嚇咁樣。咁所以其實如果再擴建咧，其實就肯定要響你個規劃，尤其是交通嗰方面應該做好多嘢。咁所以我就唔知道究竟喺呢方面咧有冇考慮到緊點樣去將嗰個擠塞點樣緩和翻好少少啦。另外咧就其實咧貿發局咧，佢響赤鱲角有個亞洲博覽館嘅，咁其實又係貿發局搞嘅。咁其實我就唔明佢兩個點樣去或者將互相係去分庭抗禮啊，定係去大家係平衡啊，響展覽嗰方面嘅服務啊。定係點樣呢？佢有冇諗到會唔會響亞洲博覽館啊，即係七樓嗰個呢，就會話即係做多啲宣傳，令到佢個使用率係提升，而係話即係呢度啊冇咁逼業，而可以未必需要話再考慮擴建，譬如第三期咁樣咯。啊，唔該，主席。
請問仲有邊位議員要跟進問題？如果冇嘅，或者我先請翟生就以上議員的提問作一個回應，謝謝。
So, thank you, Chairman and members, for your questions and for the interest which they represent in this important project. First of all, the question of the roof garden. is it open? The short answer is that the main roof, which you see beneath the two trusses, is not open to the public or indeed to anybody. It is not designed for that sort of access. There's not the fire services facilities and other provisions which would make it accessible as a public amenity. I did mention the side balcony, which you saw two photographs of, and I said that though that can be used for receptions, for example, while this cannot be opened freely to the public, it's certainly something that is there as a facility, and I could imagine Ms. Tang mentioned the Gaifeng reception. Well, that's certainly something we could look at. It's a beautiful location. The view is terrific. Of course, it's a bit hot in the summer, but in spring and autumn, it should be lovely up there when the weather is good. It's the view is tremendous, as members of this council who visited during the in March would attest. So that is certainly a possibility. Functions up there. As to the chairman's question about, another member's questions about how many years will this provide for in terms of additional growth. To some extent, this depends upon the speed of economic recovery from the crisis that we are currently in. There are some people who talk about a very slow, gradual process, and that is bound to have some impact on the speed with which our fares and other fares can grow. But we believe that there is tremendous potential, and we will be, as described in the paper, starting a number of new shows in the year ahead, including a tea show, for example. And depending on the success of those new shows, we believe that within about 5 years, we will be completely using this facility, and that a number of the shows are likely to have waiting lists beginning to grow again. So by 2015, our prediction is that this facility will be at full use in the autumn and spring periods. Of course, an exhibition facility in Hong Kong, as elsewhere in the world, has periods when it is less busy, Christmas, summer. But we do think that in those prime fair periods, by 2015, this facility is going to be heavily used. And thereafter, some waiting lists will get longer and longer. As regards new traffic measures and the whole issue of traffic, this is something that we are extremely sensitive to, and we know that this council is. You keep a good watch on us, and we do our best. But there is always room for improvement. There's always room for improvement. And improvement can be achieved by putting more pressure on the exhibitors, making life a little bit more inconvenient for them, frankly. And there's a balance to be struck there. What we have instituted is working quite well, which is an arrangement under which we require trucks who deliver and pick up goods at the beginning and the end of fairs to go to our facility out at Zheng Guan Ou and wait there. And we then give them permits to arrive at specific times. So we, at the end of a fair, the trucks don't all arrive at once. They are coming in controlled groups. Now, of course, they're pushing. They want to go. And so that's where the balance comes in. There is a limit to how long we can make people wait. And the more inconvenient you make it, the greater the pressure on them to start carrying loads out of the facility onto the streets. And that's also something that is not safe, not pleasant to watch when so many people emerge with huge cases. And we're trying to discipline that as well and restrict the size of packages which can be taken out of the exhibition facility. There are other things that we can do. So we're working very closely with the police, very closely with the managers of the exhibition facility, and with our colleagues who organize these fairs to ensure that traffic disruption is kept to a minimum. And on the whole, for the April fairs, our judgment is, and that of the traffic police, is that despite the increase, the traffic disruption was certainly no greater than in previous fairs, and in some respects we believe was better. But there's still fine-tuning to be done. And we need to keep working on this. We understand that this is a point of sensitivity, and it's very important for the community that we get this right. We do appreciate that. And I must say, in all credit to the government departments, we get great support and help and advice from the transport department and the police, who are very good. But what about Cheklapgok? What about the Asia World Expo? Can't we push more shows up there? Question. These two facilities, the HKCEC and the Asia World Expo at the airport, are run by different people. One is by the actual running is by Polytown New World, Polytown, and out at the airport is a quite different company. TDC, in a sense, is just a user of those two facilities. We hold shows at both. And the operators of those two facilities are responsible for publicizing those two facilities. And to some extent, they go for different types of show. The Asia World Expo is also rather good for performances. It's good for music, for singers, visiting singers and so forth. And they've done quite a lot of those very successfully and make good money from that. And some of the shows they run involve bigger equipment or auto parts, or they did a good air show out there, for example, which we couldn't run in the centre. But if you are operating a jewellery show, shall we say, or lighting, the organisers of these shows, whether it's us or other organisers, CMP Jewellery Show, for example, they want to be in the centre of town because it looks right for the kind of product that they are selling. And the buyers love to come to the centre of town. Talking to buyers, I can tell you, we can be very proud in Hong Kong because that venue, in that harbour, is magic. It is so attractive. People love it. And they don't, if they're doing these kind of sophisticated consumer products, they really want to be in the center of town if they can. We are trying to put some of our shows out to Asia World Expo. But we also have to respond to some extent to what our customers, the exhibitors and buyers, want. And that building is just so attractive. The location in Hong Kong Harbour is so attractive. But there it is. We work with government on trying to make sure that the Asia World Expo, which is a significant public investment, gets properly used as well. And in a way, we are two engines on one aircraft. Together, we constitute the Hong Kong exhibition industry. And frankly, it is a great success that Hong Kong can be proud of, and it brings a lot of business to Hong Kong. And importantly, gives our SMEs, our small and medium-sized enterprises, a really good platform on which to exhibit and sell their products. And in these tough times, they are finding these shows really very useful. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. 我想请问下各位议员，仲有冇其他嘅提问？如果冇咧，其实我好高兴咧，贸易发展局咧 今日嚟同我哋介绍呢个中庭嘅扩建。因为咧，我哋都知道咧，就作为香港一个国际嘅一个贸易中心咧，展览会展呢个业务咧系非常之重要嘅，系一个进行国际贸易嗰个好重要嘅一个平台。咁亦都系促进我哋香港经济嘅好重要嘅环节。咁亦都睇到中庭扩建咧带嚟我哋香港本身嘅一啲经济利益啦。如果文件上提到咧，首年咧已经有 14.6 亿元嘅经济效益，又创造咗3600个职位。如果到到09到到2025年咧，总体经济效益嘅累积啦，去到400亿。同埋新增職位去到92000個，呢、這個唔，我相信係未包括間接一啲效益嘅。即係話作為咁大嘅利益咧，係喺我哋香港嚟講係一個好重要嘅一個經濟嘅部分嚟嘅。咁我哋亦都知道隨後咧，可能隨住個經濟發展咧，咁三期嘅擴建咧，可能將會進入我哋一個討論嘅階段嘅。所以在這裡我們希望就是隨後呢我們灣仔區會和貿易發展局呢能夠繼續保持一個溝通的關係，能夠隨後那個三期的擴建呢，我們能夠在整體香港利益的經濟利益的發展上面和我們社區利益的情況下呢求取一個平衡點。這個我希望這個期望咧，能够随后咧，能够通过我哋嘅合作咧，能够做到呢个关系，好嘛？多谢三位嘅出席，多谢。你仲有跟住麦国峰？
主席，我冇先，我就话如果第三期，我真系似乎就喺文件啊，完全冇提过有可能有第三期咧。咁如果真系第三期，我谂一个好重要，我觉得一定要响个交通评估。另外就系嗰、那个。对个海港嘅影响啊，即系相当靓啊！你知我哋维港，如果再系如果第三期，我唔知点样啊，点样涉某啲位或者之类啦，系嘛？咁但系如果影响海港，我真系我极力会反对。另外就系话，即系睇个交通系如何啦，我唔知个交通嘅评估。虽然即系话，翟生就讲咗话，关于佢啲所谓大型嘅货车去点样做啲协调啊，但始终系唔系净系啲货啊嘛，人流都系会用车咁啊，系咪？我正话嚟呢度就系无端端塞咗几个字，又系塞嗰度啊！原本我可以听到人类猪型流感啊，我想噏下嘢都好啊，或者听下打咁就听唔到，真系惨！就系因为肯我塞车，塞几个字，几惨就。系咪咁样？所以咧，我谂系即系如果你唔提第三期，我唔想讲呢样嘢啦，好嘛，主席？
好，因为第三期咧，我相信要攞出嚟讨论嗰阵时咧，一定会再上嚟我哋区议会咧，我哋一定有机会去进行讨论嘅。因为第三期咧，可能喺报章上咧，我哋间中会睇到，但系今日因为系介绍中庭嘅扩建咧，就冇涉及第三期呢个讨论。咁但系因为我哋希望咧。呢、這個我哋區議會同貿發局呢個合作關係咧，能夠係延續落去咁嘅啫，好嘛？好。但如果其他議員冇跟進提問嘅，咁我多謝三位嘅出席，多謝。好，議程嘅。